Welcome back. Here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You know, every once in a while, we get lucky, right? We find somebody who's had a great career, making the transition, and will talk to us about it, right? Because this is a human journey. This is a human experience that people go through. I mean, we talk about More Than Money for a reason, right? It's not just about finances, but it's about thinking about your career and what you accomplished, what you're going forward to, the relationship that you have, all those things.
Yeah, and we always celebrate the retirements of, let's say, athletes or people who are leaving out of the limelight because they had a short career. When you look at individuals who spent many, many years, sometimes multiple decades in the same business, industry, whatever it may be, and they leave, that's a different feeling you're having.
Right.
And so it's great that we have a guest and a well-known guest, yeah, especially in the Edmonton area.
Absolutely.
On our show today.
Bruce Bowie, welcome to the show, and thank you for taking some time with us.
David Faisal, thank you so much. I appreciate that, and I appreciate what you had to say about short careers. And maybe it's the same with you guys. When I got into radio, I said, maybe if I'm lucky, I can work till I'm 50. And I had this plan in my mind that I said, well, if I had enough money so that if I had to be forced out, maybe I could survive at 55. And that passed, and pretty soon it was 60, and last year was 65. I'm going to be 66 this fall. So I finally decided that it was time, but I've been blessed. I had a longer run than I thought I would have in this business, and it's been outstanding. It's been great. In fact, I was thinking this morning, maybe if I hated my job more, it wouldn't be so hard. But I'm going to miss this, but I think I'm ready. It's time.
Well, so Bruce, you're a legend at 630 CHED. You've been all through the broadcast circuit all over the place. We'll talk a little bit about that. It's a 47-year career. It's a fantastic career. And you know, when Faisal and I do this show, when we did this show 10 years ago, it was important to us not to just do another financial show.
Correct.
It wasn't just about workbook numbers and so on and so forth, because we recognize that retirement is a transition. It's a, you know, it's part of the journey, but it's also fraught with uncertainty and fears and so on and so forth. And you know, it's hard, as you said. You've got a great career and you've enjoyed what you've done. I'd love for you just to share just a little bit about this process of thinking about retirement. Help us understand when you were thinking about it, what it was, what your fears were, and what you were excited about.
Well, I drove my wife crazy because for about 10 years I've been talking about it, and she's been wondering, when is it going to happen? Maybe not in a positive way. We were walking the dog the other night, and a friend asked her how she's going to adjust to having me at home, and she said, it'll be great as long as he's out the door by 6 o'clock every morning. So, because she's got her routine, she's got
Absolutely.
Her thing she goes through every day, but anyway, there'll be adjustment on that front for sure. I have to tell you guys that I had a friend of mine and people in Edmonton, well, no, Dr. Bob Stedward from the Stedward Center at the U of A, a great guy, and he called me last week and he said, can I pop by? We've gone on running adventures together, and so I thought, oh, he's going to talk about old times and things. And he came into the station as we're walking upstairs. He suddenly said, so are you ready for this? And I said, well, I don't know. And so we sat down, and I appreciated him because he's been retired for a few years now. Mm-hmm. And so rather than talking about old times, he gave me a bit of an indication of what it might be like. And he, I guess, kind of like me, a type A personality, but much more so. He travels all over the world with Special Olympics, and he's just always on the go. And he mentioned to me that his wife used to come to him to all these speaking engagements. Then after a while, she didn't because she just got tired of him working, and then she's hanging out at a hotel or people she doesn't know. And I thought, man, that sounds like my life. And you guys know we MC things in this business. And my wife, Mary, used to come all the time, and then she doesn't come with me much anymore because it's the same thing. She sits at a table all by herself and doesn't know the strangers who are there. So it's awkward. It's difficult for her. And when she was working, having gone to some of her office parties, I knew exactly what she was feeling like. So he said, you've got to make some adjustments after you're married. He's a runner. He's a cycler, as I am. And so he said that his wife doesn't do that. And he said they had to sit down and figure out, well, what do we both enjoy? And they both enjoy going for walks. So most days he'll just get in their car and go find someplace in the River Valley or someplace just to go for a walk together. And he said he spent so much of his career concentrating on his career, boy, that sounded familiar, that he looks back now, and if he has regrets, one of them might be that he didn't spend more time with family. So he's just he's afraid maybe he's overdoing it now, but he spends lots of time with his kids and his grandkids and wants to be the best grandpa there ever was. And I think when, you know, all is said and done, that's going to be the most important thing. So he's had to make some adjustments in that way as well. But he told me something else that was interesting, because people talk about, especially if you're a person who's just go, and,
yeah.
And he was, and he said all of a sudden it just stopped. The brakes stopped, and he went nuts for a while. He said it took him about 2 years to adjust,
yeah. But
he's really enjoying it now. Most people that I've talked to say that they have enjoyed making the move into retirement. I would say like 95% of them. I got one email last week from a woman who said, you know, I wish I'd stayed and continued to work. Guess which is the only one I think about?
Yeah, exactly.
But no, I think it's going to be good. But I'm fully aware that it's not going to be like Nirvana or heaven. You're going to wake up the next morning and say, oh, this is fantastic. There's going to be some adjustment. There'll be some time to get used to all this, I'm sure.
Bruce, what are some of the things that you had to mentally and maybe physically or emotionally prepare yourself to come to the terms that you're ready to retire and then actually say, I'm going to retire?
Wow. Well, if you talk to my boss, Sid Smith, I've been mentioning to him for about 3 years now. And in fact, you know, I'll even back up a little bit more. Gord Whitehead retired from 630 Chet 9 years ago. And our general manager at the time, Doug Rutherford, and I was doing mornings at our sister station, Kissin. And I'd been in the market since 74. And he thought, well, you know, this is a guy who knows the market. Maybe this is someone who could go on a news talk station mm-hmm. and take over for Gord. So he left the decision completely up to me, but he said that he wanted me to know that he thought I would be that guy. And so I thought about it. I thought, well, at this point in my life, it's probably a good move to go to a news talk station. So I did. And in my thinking back then, I thought, I'll go and work there for 3 years, and that'll give them time to get somebody good and find somebody who knows what they're doing. And somehow, every year, I said, well, can you stay another year? And then in my mind, maybe I will stay another year. And the 3 years turned into nine. So finally, the day came. And so it was just bizarre, because I sat in Sid's office and I said, okay, we'll make the announcement and I'll wrap up the end of August. And we just kind of stared at each other and said, like, this is real now.
Yeah.
It was like we kind of talked about it a bit, but that realization hits you. And just the last couple of weeks of the career, I woke up Monday morning 2 weeks ago and I thought, you know, I've got a finite number of shows left, and I never really thought about that much.
Yeah.
But the realization kind of hits you. But then you think past that, and you start thinking about what you're going to be doing next. And for me, I'm not going to be getting up at 2:30 in the morning.
There you go. What steps did you take financially in the background? Like, what were the things that you were thinking about to make sure you were prepared for the financial change and the risks that you're going to be taking on by not having a paycheck going forward?
Yeah, that's a great question. And some of that I'm still very nervous about. When I was 21, you know, everybody talks about how you should get a retirement income going back then. You don't think about that when you're 21. You think, oh, my, come on. That's so many years away. But in retrospect, I wish I had.
Right.
So I would say probably for the last 15 years or so, I've been kind of saving aggressively. I've got a really good financial consultant, and she does a great job, and I've had several over the years. At one point, I kind of split my savings between two different people, and I decided which one's going to make me some money here? And I think back to those horrible years in 2008, 2009, when everything crashed. And so I had a couple of guys who were doing some investing for me, and they'd send me notes all the time saying, well, you know, we lost some money, but, you know, it could have been worse, because most people are losing X amount of X percentage on their investments.
Yeah.
So you didn't do too bad. You only lost 1 or 2%.
Yeah.
And this woman, in the meantime, the other woman I had investing, although she wasn't making a lot of money, she was still making some money. And so I wound up moving everything over to her. So I don't know how you find, maybe you get advice from other people, how you find a good consultant, one that you can really trust, but she has done a great job for us. Then I had a really good friend who retired a few years ago, and a couple of years back, and he told me that his financial consultant sat down with him one day and said, look, she said, if you want to retire, you'd be okay now. And he said he's found in talking to others that if you have a financial consultant who says that to you, you're usually going to be okay, and he has been. And it was about a year ago, I didn't ask her, but she's out of the blue said, you know, if you wake up one morning and feel like you don't want to go to work the next day, you'll be okay, you'll be fine. So a lot of faith here, but I'm just going on what she said, and I think it will be. I think it's going to be okay, but we may have to pare back the lifestyle somewhat. Yeah,
yeah, and I think you've said a number of really important things. It took a long time to think about it. There was a transition, and that transition can be scary. It's fraught with uncertainty, but you've also done some thinking and planning going forward. And, you know, you put those elements together at a high level, and I think you're doing the right things. And we have to sign off now. We're running out of time. But a 47-year career in broadcasting, I mean, you're a legend in this business. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on your show. I really appreciate this, too. Thanks a lot.
Well, it's been great. We've been joined by Bruce Bowie. He's a 630 CHED legend up in Edmonton, 47 years in our industry, and sharing with us the human experience of what he's going through. And it touches everything. You know, we talked about money. We talked about relationship. We talked about what are we going to do? Like, what's he going to do? How is he going to spend his time?
How do you let go?
Right. Counseling from friends that are there ahead of you, right? Yeah. There's a community that helps people do this. Anyways, awesome piece. We've got a seminar coming up. We're going to talk about all of this
stuff. Let's talk about the community who can help you get there, too. Yeah. How do you actually prepare yourself for retirement? How do you actually make sure you have that lifestyle you want through retirement? We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, September 24th, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel. Now you need to reserve your seats. Give us a call at 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Health buckets becoming more important to people, and discussing or memory care, actively participating in making sure your memory is good, becoming a more important piece of that. Stick around. We're going to talk about that on the next segment. You're on 770 CHQR in More Than Money.